Exercise 9, page 36. Speaker 1. We were coming down the M20 to visit Folkestone, the place where I grew up. We were nearly at the coast when this thick fog started coming in over the road. It was very sudden, and almost immediately, my visibility was down to a matter of feet. I'd slowed down quite a lot, but I couldn't find my fog lights. I'd never needed to use them before, and it was a new car, so I couldn't find them. Just then, I saw brake lights in front of me, and I put mine on too. I managed to stop, but the car behind me didn't. He pushed me into the car in front, which went into the car in front of it. What a mess! But nobody was hurt, thankfully. Speaker 2.
Perhaps the strangest thing about this whole affair is that I nearly didn't get on the plane at all. My wife had had a dream about a plane crash the night before I left on the trip, and she wanted me to call it off. But it was an important customer that I was going to see, so I just brushed off her concerns. Well, it was a smooth flight, but it started raining as we came into land, and when the plane touched down, it skidded and left the runway. It was quite terrifying, but eventually we came to a stop, nose down on the grass, without so much as a scratch on anyone. The thing is, I have to go back again next week to finalize a few things, and I'm dreading telling my wife.
Speaker 3.
The worst thing about it is the terrible feeling of helplessness. When you see the tsunami coming, if you're not somewhere safe, it's too late. You're completely at its mercy. I was one of the lucky ones, of course, because I only broke my arm and I've recovered completely with my family's help. But one thing I have done is this. I've raised enough money through a sponsored walk to install an early warning system on the island. So the next time a tsunami strikes, people have time to get up to higher ground and out of harm's way.
Speaker 4.
Well, there are good and bad results of it. When you're on a ferry that's sinking, you see a lot of people losing control, terrified, unable to function. And I wasn't like that. I stayed calm, helped people get off the boat and onto the life rafts, got myself off alive. So it's given me a good idea of how I behave in such situations. I can rely on myself, in other words. On the other hand, I don't think I'll ever set foot on a ferry again. There are just too many things that can go wrong at sea with hundreds of passengers.